Hi, I'm glad you're listening in this week to my podcast. I want to share a few things with you. I've just gotten back after quite an interesting trip. I was back east, and I talked about it some last week in New York the last few days, visiting my eldest daughter, my new grandson. Had a great trip up in New York, good restaurants and beautiful, cool weather. Well, not quite as warm as it is down here in Louisiana, but got back in over the weekend. Got back in time to see the Hornets get lose its seventh game down in New Orleans and take the bite out of that huge, successful basketball season down in New Orleans. But I wrote last week about it, and I'm still concerned about the rest of the country, how it's moved beyond us here after Katrina. Other thing that certainly concerned me was this whole war effort, the fact that there just doesn't seem to be much support from the war. And it hits home if you're listening here in Louisiana. The 256th Infantry Brigade, which is National Guard unit, U.S. Army, that I was a member of back in the 60s and the 70s, has now been called up to go back to Iraq again. And that's of great concern. These are young men who have jobs. These are young men and women who are there to protect us in case another hurricane comes along. We've got hurricane season coming along here in a couple of more days in our state, yet we're sending off our forces back to Iraq, not for the first time or the second time, but for many a third tour of duty. Again, that's my old unit. It certainly concerns me. I think there's some reasons to be in the Middle East, but with the whole war effort, it's going to be a major concern in the presidential election. Of that unit, of that 256, 224 men and women from that unit have been given their lives because of Iraq, and it troubles me that they're going back to Iraq again. I know we've got a president you can't get out. We're not going to get out immediately. If a Barack Obama is elected, Hillary Clinton, whoever's elected, we're going to be there for a while. But it concerns me that the young men and women we need to look out for us in case another hurricane hits are going back for their second and third time of active duty. Should we bring back the draft? I don't want that. I've got a young son who's 23 years old. But there's some troubling questions that our new leaders are going to have to grapple with coming up in the months and years to come. The other thing I thought was of interest was the lack of the war effort. I mentioned Katrina and the fact that the energy, the gas prices, $4.16 was the cheapest gas I could find in Connecticut, I could find up in Massachusetts, and yet there is no interest whatsoever in terms of the coast. Got an email just today from a listener to my radio program. She'd been listening to me last Sunday talking about the price of a gallon of gas, and she checked the vote about drilling offshore. There's a vote in the U.S. Senate last week, and I think she had some ties in North Carolina. She called Senator Elizabeth Dole's office from North Carolina and said, gosh, you're a conservative Republican. You would think that with your husband, Senator Bob Dole, and all your background, you would support the drilling offshore. She says, well, I do. I just don't want it off the North Carolina coast. And the email I got said, why don't you want it off the coast? She said, we just don't want to mess up our coastline. We're much too pretty with all of our tourism. And the email I received said, yes, but in Louisiana, we don't have any oil spills down here. You're using our oil and gas, and yet you don't want to make your contribution. And if you want to read about that, I hope you'll go to my column I wrote last week about the tremendous contribution Louisiana makes. The oil and gas spills, the gas spills, come from oil that comes from tankers that run ashore or have wrecks out in the ocean. That's what happened down in Florida in 1976. They don't happen off of oil rigs offshore, and I also went into detail in my column, if you haven't read it, about fishing, how great the fishing is. Best fishing in America is right here in Louisiana because of our oil rigs. So interesting scenario about things we think are important, just don't gel throughout the rest of the country. I'll be on my radio show this week, by the way, on Sunday, talking about car insurance. We focused in Louisiana on the cost of homeowners insurance. Louisiana now has the highest auto rates in the country, averaging some $2,400 is what the average rate is in Louisiana to drive a car, and yet there is very little interest on the part of the legislature to deal with that issue, and again, I'll talk about it on Sunday. Lots to look at on my blog. I'm talking about changes in the law in my column this week. Hope you'll keep an eye on it all. If you got any thoughts or suggestions or comments, just email me. My email address is jb@jimbrownla.com. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next week.